Welcome to Keystone Partners Group and the coaching series. And today, I'm so excited to introduce you to Valerie Skripek from the Bluebell Keystone Partners Group Keller Williams office. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to discussing productivity coaching with you.
So tell me, Valerie, you've been in real estate for how long?
Over 20 years.
A lot longer than me.
Now, over 20 years.
How did you get started? Tell us a little bit about your history.
Well, actually, I would say it was more than 20. As I really think I started my career when I was about 5 years old. My dad took a job with a local brokerage firm, actually in Allentown. And I remember him signing his agreement with his broker, and I was standing, I think, at his knees at that point. And we went off to a new exciting career. We would drive by homes on Sundays, do appraisals from the street. And then I was his secretary as I worked through high school taking the phone calls.
Wow. So then at what age did you get started in real estate?
I got my real estate license when I was 31. I had a son that was about 18 months old, and real estate appeared to be the best profession to try to mold at that time, having children and a professional working atmosphere. So I got my license when he was quite young, and I affiliated with a more local firm in Montgomery County, and I worked there for a very long time, over 10 years.
Yeah, so you moved from Allentown. And we were just discussing how wonderful Allentown is now.
I had to peek out the window. It is amazing. I love to see the changes. Yeah. I was born and raised in Lehigh Valley, went to school here. And I was looking for the Hess's building, which I understand is rebuilt across the street. Right. So it's amazing to see the resurgence here. Yeah.
So what made you move over to the area that you live in currently?
Well, I think more business opportunities at that time. My husband was also working in the Philadelphia area, so it made more sense really for us to relocate to Montgomery County.
Yeah. So for you, was real estate a full-time endeavor or was it part-time in the beginning?
Well, there really is no part-time since we know so many things have to be set up. You're not only working with clients, but you're also building a business. And I was able to dedicate a pretty significant amount of time to that.
So how long have you been, you started off as a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. Now, did you progress into building a nice business for yourself that provided a good income for you?
Having the two children, it was more secondary at that time. But after I joined Keller Williams, and that'll be almost 7 years now, I would say my business really exploded. Because Keller Williams really had the systems and methods for me to build my business and to continue to expand it and make it financially successful for me.
So I do have a question. What made you choose Keystone Partners Group Keller Williams?
Well, I have a very good friend, Rudy Usick, who's involved with Keystone Partners Group, and he had always told me about the opportunities there. So when I was looking for a new career path or a new firm to associate with, I did consult with Rudy and Keystone Partners Group and found them to be amazing with the ability to look at long-term growth, additional opportunities, and successful methods.
So you're currently a productivity coach. At that time, did you look into a vision for yourself in leadership?
I like leadership. I've always functioned in a leadership role, either running my own business or shortly after I got out of college, I actually worked in retail. And I was at several different companies, and I wound up being the store manager of IKEA in Plymouth Meeting in their infancy. So that was a huge job.
That's right.
When we talk about leadership. So I like to take the things I learned there and bring them into my own business life and those that work with me on it. And I found those opportunities again and that kind of culture at Keystone Partners Group.
So now you have been a productivity coach. What made you choose a different path in a coaching?
The opportunity came up, which was wonderful. And again, that came up through Keystone Partners Group. And I wanted to pursue it because I thought I could bring my real estate skills and my ability to educate people and work with people and make them successful. Yeah. So I pursued it, had the opportunity to meet you and the other wonderful people in the group and the leadership in our office, and I thought it would be a good path.
Give us, for a lot of the viewers, you work in a very large office, one of the largest offices at Keystone Partners Group. with Keller Williams. Give us a little bit about the dynamics of that office. How big is it? How many people?
It is a very strong office. We have over 200 agents and growing, and I have about 45 in the coaching program at all different levels, some who just got their real estate license, mm-hmm. others who may have been in the program for 6 months, 12 months, and are looking forward to graduating. The business does a tremendous amount of volume, and we are one of the highest profit centers within Keller Williams and Keystone Partners Group. So it affords new agents amazing opportunities to learn from those who are very seasoned. Mm-hmm. And in addition to the methods that we have, they actually have the real live human beings. Mm-hmm. They can shadow, they can emulate, they can learn from.
So part of your program that you have, you've got 45 people that you're coaching currently.
Yes.
For the viewers, there's probably going to be some of the folks that are watching that are real estate agents looking at possibly leadership opportunities. Tell us a little bit about when you're looking at that, what are the qualities that really got you the role as well?
The qualities.
Yeah. Is it like personal growth, professional growth?
I think it's a combination of both. And one of the things that I feel is important is the training that is available mm-hmm. to so many people within Keystone Partners Group and Keller Williams. We're huge on that, mm-hmm. And I have taken advantage of it, and I think it gave me the opportunity to present for that job as right. productivity coach. Yeah. And I know it has it leads to opportunities for other people.
Yeah. And also your production, right?
Yes.
You were one of the top 20% in that market center, which made you eligible to be on the Agent Leadership Council.
Yes.
And to serve on that. And during that time as well, you know, how did you start showing up, you know, as a leader?
That was a great honor to be asked to serve mm-hmm. on the Agent Leadership Council. And it's something very unique, again, to Keller Williams and Keystone Partner Group, that we have that kind of leadership within the office. And when I was asked to serve and I had met the criteria to serve, I thought to myself, I didn't think to myself, oh, gee, another thing to do. I thought, I'm going to take this and I'm going to use it to elevate myself further, to be with those that are doing even more business and adding more contribution mm-hmm. to the office and the lives of our agents within the office. And it worked very well for me. It did boost my production. And sometimes just being with people who are doing more, it could even be an osmotic process.
Yeah.
You become more motivated, more galvanized.
So it really, even being part of the Agent Leadership Council, it's almost like having your own mastermind group where you're all growing.
Mm-hmm.
You're all contributing to the agents, but you're also growing your own business.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that was also one of the things that qualified you stepping up into leadership. Mm-hmm. So for the viewers, anyone that's looking to get on a leadership path, that they would step up and actually just get on a path of growth, personal and professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You really get the inside story. It's your yeah. opportunity to contribute and participate and learn more about the company, the inner workings. I would highly recommend it.
Absolutely. So let's shift a little bit. What does, when you first started with, you know, got hired as a productivity coach, what concerns did you have? You know, I know you were very excited about it, but what was your biggest concern about getting on a different path now?
Oh, I had a lot of concerns since it was brand new, but I had you, a very stable force, very guiding force, and kind of the mentality that mistakes are allowed. You know, they're actually a path to growth. So here's the education, here's the ability for us to tolerate some degree of mistakes and the help that's coming from the people within Keystone Partners Group. A lot of support, a lot of education. So my concerns were pretty quickly tamped down, thinking I can get this. There's a lot of people out there pulling for me and a lot of methods I can use.
Very similar to a brand new agent who's getting started, who's got a lot of fears. And a lot of those fears, you know, as a coach, we're able to coach them to know that those are just, you know, fears that are not necessary, mm-hmm. that they can push through into their business as well.
Yes.
Yeah, Yeah. So what has been your biggest learning between the time you started to now?
How fast production can take off. Yeah. Before that, you'd think maybe, 90 days to get someone moving. And now the real goal really is within 30 days. And I do see that happening.
So your focus when an agent gets started with you is that they would really get focused on writing a contract within the 30 days of them getting started.
Yes. Yeah. It galvanizes them. It keeps them positive. It keeps them learning. There's no chance for backtracking. It gets them very engaged.
Yeah. So what are the activities that you do to engage a lot of the agents that you're coaching?
Well, we have many training methods. Okay. Ignite is number one. Okay. That starts hopefully within the first week or two. Weekly coaching sessions, homework assignments that they need to give back to me so I can check to make sure they're on the right path. I try to get them involved in things like open houses really immediately with some intensive training beforehand. They can come into the office. They can shadow people on cold calling. They can go out on listing presentations. All actual live methods of learning.
So as a coach, how important is it to be able to instill confidence and results in the agents that you're serving?
It's imperative. Yeah. I can see the difference when they have confidence.
Yeah.
Without it or without goals and supervision and help, they're floundering. Very few have the discipline to come in and line out their business plan, block out their time schedules, go about their education and build their business. They need help.
Yeah. So with 45 people, I guess leverage would be something that would be important as well in terms of serving them. Do you have things like peer partnering? What are some of the things that you're using right now so that you can make sure that everyone's being served?
We do some small group training, also some larger groups. Okay. I have a wonderful office leadership team, and many people are on staff to teach, willingly share their information. It's really one of the values of Keller Williams and Keystone Partner Group that everyone is a contributor. So we have agents who do tremendous production and will come in and teach on a Monday morning, and that's leverage right there. And plus, we have all the classes like Ignite, like Bold, our systems.
Can you explain just a little bit about the Ignite program?
Sure. Ignite is a 12-class program. Okay. Each class lasts about 3 hours. It's very interactive. The students come prepared. They're making phone calls. They're following up. They're doing thank yous. They're saying their affirmations. They're watching videos. They're tasked with a homework assignment between class one and two and on and on. And we do real life things, whether we're working on market analysis, we'll be on the computer, I'll have contests, who's closest to the price of that home. It's a wonderful learning opportunity.
It sounds like in a very short time, you've been able to create some really good flow and systems with some of the folks that you, I mean, with a lot of the folks. What's the engagement?
You mean the percentage or the success? Yeah. Well, we've had some very strong months, June and July, and August will not be a slacker. September will not disappoint. We're going full speed ahead as we go into the fourth quarter, because once they get that taste of success, they don't want to let it go. Yeah. There's nothing like leaving a settlement. It's, you know, very empowering, and you want more. And they can also share that with the brand new people, like, I just closed this one. We work with some very simple methods. For example, a Facebook page for just the new people where they can talk about their successes and their disappointments and, you know, feel like we have some synergy within the group.
Right. You know, I was just teaching the customer experience program in the last week. And absolutely, you know, being able to have testimonials and on social media for today's market with a lot of the businesses, it's going to be really important. So so do you have technology support as well, or is that something that you personally have a strength in, so you're good with that? Or
No, I wouldn't say that I have a strength in technology at all, but I do know where to find the people who know what to do.
Yeah.
And social media is huge, whether it's Facebook. I have newer agents really building their business on things like Instagram. LinkedIn, the contacts they're making, the presentations they're putting forth, and the business that they're stimulating.
So as a productivity coach, it really sounds like you're not alone. You've got a lot of people, a lot of support in your office. you know, that actually support the agents and their growth.
Oh, for example, our team leader, Dino, is a product of the coaching program.
That's right. Yes. Tell us a little bit about
Dino. It's amazing. Yeah. He came into the program, bought into it 100%, did all the education, also took some outside education with some very serious coaches in the industry. And Dino, you know, built himself a major team, major production team, and now he's the team leader, you know, leading our 200 plus agents and growing the business.
So I just feel that you have so much excitement about where you are currently with your new role as a productivity coach. What is it that drives you? I mean, you know, you always are excited. And I really would love the viewers to, and people listening, to really learn a little bit about what drives you to be able to work with all these agents. And now you don't have a lot of time with your own business. Your focus predominantly is on, with
That's
the
correct.
Agents, right?
I do several things with my business. I new clients that contact me, I work with them, with my new agents. I'll pick who I think is going to be best suited. And then we'll share a transaction so I can see how they're handling things. Mm-hmm. They also, of course, get some income coming in, and that motivates them. And my clients are happy that they still see a little bit of me in the deal. So it's a triple win situation for everyone.
So currently, basically, you have a team of 45.
I do. I do. And I can handpick who's gonna be good with this client. I love it, and they love it.
There's a win-win going on. You're
Total.
Serving them.
Yes.
You're serving them with even your own clients, but their clients all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Total win.
Yeah. Total collaboration. Mm-hmm. I love it. So tell us a little bit about what you do for fun.
Oh, I have a couple pet projects. I'm a huge animal lover. About 2 years ago, I took a position, volunteer position, with the Philadelphia Zoo. I'm a docent. That took 6 months of training, learning all about the zoo, learning things I never even thought were possible or that I'd need to know, and that's amazing. So I volunteer there possibly once or twice a month, lead tours, do specialized talks, things like that, and that's wonderful because that really fills my passion about animals, but really the conservation of animals.
You know, one of the things that always amazes me with real estate is I see a lot of agents, you know, when they get started, their focus is work, and work, and quite frankly, even in a lot of industries, but it really sounds like you have a lot of balance in between work and some of the things that you love doing with your family and the community. Number one question I have is, how does that really all fit in and make you feel with everything that you have going on, and how do you use that even with coaching the agents?
With coaching the agents, They like how responsive I am. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a juggling act, but I like it. It's me and it fits in my personality, and somehow Keller Williams and Keystone Product Group, Partners Group must have known that when they did the, you know, all the personality assessments. Someone who likes to get things done, likes to get to the finish line, mm-hmm. and likes to see what the next project is.
Right.
So a lot of times that works for the people I coach. They know it's going to be successful. They know we're working full speed ahead, but that we like to have fun as well.
Yeah. How do you celebrate with your team? What are the thing activities? Do you have some activities in the office? Maybe you can share a little bit about the culture of the place that you're working in.
Culture is incredibly important. We have amazing opportunities to both serve and to get back at Keller Williams. We will be having, for an example, there's going to be a social evening at the zoo, the Elmwood Zoo, coming up.
Oh, make sure you let me know. I want to come.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, it's Battle of the Bartenders, but it's also for an excellent cause. Okay. And there's food and animal displays, things like that. And it's a lot of camaraderie. So I'm going to invite my whole group to come out. And, you know, buy up some tables, the coaching group. Hopefully we'll have a good show there.
So it just seems like you have, you're like the lead person for all of these and corralling them all into production and being able to have fun and having some balance in terms of what they need to be doing. Talk to the viewers today about the agents and you know, their profitability focus for their business? Because really in real estate, that's one of the biggest challenges.
That is, to make sure they know from the get-go that they are building a business and that they need to have a profit and loss and keep an eye on their expenses. And that's something I coach them on all the time. You do need sometimes to invest in yourself and to spend money to make money. But I talk about, you know, cutting out useless costs. I talk about keeping track of things for deduction purposes. You know, it's all part of the equation of making us successful. Perhaps not buying into lead services, but generating your own through our systems and methods. So sometimes I can be a little strict on that and let them know there's no real easy way to do business. It's the old-fashioned, stay in touch with your clients, make new clients, service them the best way, is what consistently brings business in.
What events or books or what do you do for your professional growth?
Oh, I've done a couple things. And again, thanks to the opportunities through Keystone Partners Group, I was able to attend Coaching Skills Camp in San Antonio at the end of June. And that was 3 days of amazing with Diana Kokoska. I mean, just full of energy and full of wisdom. And that was, you know, very motivating to bring that kind of information back, not only in my mind information, but presentations that I was able to witness and bring back, and a coaching skills manual. So that was great. We also work, our weekly coaching calls are great, you know, really wonderful on-target information that I can bring back. Then I went to Mega Camp just a couple weeks ago with thousands of Keller Williams agents and tremendous amounts of information in a professional's mastermind. Gary Keller addressed the group, talked about business trends. Mm-hmm. So we really have the best in education and information in our pipeline all the time.
So for anyone in leadership, professional growth is important.
Yes, it is.
And Keystone Partners Group supports you in terms of your growth.
Absolutely.
So Valerie, growth is just, you know, for me, it's such an amazing gift that I've been given ever since I started with Keystone Partners Group. Let's really talk more about growth with the listeners, about professional growth. What are the types of professional growth activities or events that you have been introduced to or that you get to participate in?
Well, I had mentioned Coaching Skills Camp, which was amazing, and Mega Camp. I know on my future agenda is Family Reunion, which will be the first time I've had the opportunity to attend that. And that, I'm so looking forward to seeing the agenda on all the breakout sessions, because I know there's just a tremendous amount to learn and to bring back to those in coaching and the whole office. We also have many trainings within Keystone Partners Group. For example, we have our monthly meeting, team leadership
forum.
Thank you very much. I always get that foundation team TLF. Okay, we'll just stick with it.
TLF, yes. Team Leadership Forum.
And that is a meeting that is so well orchestrated. Everything is really, from our conference calls to the monthly meetings. I mean, the timing is intact. The subject matter is germane, and the participation is great. So I really have to applaud the people that orchestrate those meetings, you being one of them. Thank you for that, for always being sensitive to our time as well and bringing value to our meetings.
You know, we had attended Leadership Academy as a KPG group with Mike Campo and Bob Wells and myself and Tony. It was about 5 years ago, and we really were able to come back with everything we learned and put together. We really felt that it was really important to have a very cohesive, collaborative team. And, you know, the productivity coaches being a huge part of it, so it was not just the team leaders and the office managers. So you're all involved in it, and we're able to deliver that forum where we get to, celebrate and really keep our vision in front of us. You know, Mike always shares some great statistics and the vision of where we are and where we're going. And I think it keeps us all really focused in what we're doing, why we're doing it. Mm-hmm.
Focused and motivated.
Yeah.
With always, you know, eye on the future, what other opportunities to glean new business.
Right, yeah.
So
it's
well
also
done.
The time when we all physically get together.
Yes.
Because we don't get, because all the offices with 9 offices, you know, while we speak on the phone physically. So what are the, for someone, again, looking at a leadership role, what are the types of things that, you know, we would do at our PC Mastermind group?
A PC Mastermind?
Yeah.
Well, we just had one last week. I'm thinking of the things we talked about. Of course, the career growth initiative was
yes.
a huge subject,
yes, yes.
How everyone's handling that. And again, very helpful to find out what is working in certain offices and what perhaps hasn't worked. So you have that information delivered very quickly, and you can pursue it, you can expand it, bring it back to your own office, and that's very helpful. We've talked about different methods of coaching, different methods of accountability. And I always like to hear that from the other PCs. How are they holding their people accountable? How are they holding themselves accountable? And what is their system within the office for accountability for production?
You know, we're hearing coaching a lot in our industry, in the real estate industry, and actually even in the business world now. For the viewers, at Keystone Partners Grow, we made a commitment that we would have a productivity coach in every office. Let's hear a little bit about what your views are about the distinctions between coaching, training, and perhaps even mentoring, because I know a lot of real estate offices do have mentoring out there. We also did when we first started, and we quickly realized differences. So I would love for you to share your, distinctions about that.
Okay. Coaching, for me, never ends. It's something that someone should be taking advantage of from their infancy to when they're a very high production agent. And you can transfer that to any kind of business. I think you have your mind open to new ways of doing things. Perhaps a good coach can move obstacles out of your way, get you to see things differently, maybe prioritize things differently that would make your business easier to run or more profitable. So I think that's never ending. And I know coaching is, I think, really just a phenomenon that's going to sweep the nation. I know there's parents who have coaches for their kids, and we do in a lot of different aspects.
Absolutely.
So I think that's very helpful to have. Mentoring, more the shadowing, the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Mentoring to me is when I get that phone call at 8 o'clock on a, you know, Thursday night. I'm having trouble with this contract. What am I going to do? So I, you know, that of course is part of the job, and I Band-aid those mm-hmm. things all the time. And then I use it as a teaching opportunity. Where are my people weak? Where have things fallen through the cracks? Mm-hmm. So that's how I draw the distinction.
Yeah. So as a productivity coach, you really are coaching, mentoring, and training as part of your day-to-day routine.
Yes, I work very carefully, very closely with the leadership in developing our educational calendar to make sure that we're bringing forth on a regular basis the things we need to for the new agents and the existing agents, contracts, changes in contracts, new marketing tools. We're always looking at those things for our calendar every month.
Do you have to do all the training in your office, or?
No, heavens no, because our training is quite comprehensive in our Bluebell Market Center. And again, we have very seasoned agents who will step up to do training. We'll bring in outsiders on specific topics, stagers, for example, mortgage people to talk about all the different products and, you know, the new regulations. Mm-hmm. So we use a variety of people. We use our title company. We leverage many of the people that we do business with.
What about contracts and things like that? Are you totally responsible for everything that the agents that you coach, the contracts that they would write?
Well, I do have them do sample contracts right away, okay. And I review them. Okay. And I also review every contract they write while they're under me. I'll go in and I'll take a look at it. So that is helpful. I can see where they're falling short, okay. And I can see who's doing a great job and has it down pat. But again, we have amazing educational opportunities in our market center and also within Keystone Partners Group. We have another series of contract classes coming up from one of our best, Dominic Cardone, and I have people signed up for that because they love to listen to him. So no, I'm not totally responsible.
So no wonder. Where do you see your program going? And you've got 45 people that you're coaching currently. And do you see that that's going to grow? And how do you see that additional opportunity for you?
Absolutely. Bluebell has a huge push for growth. So we're going to be looking to grow the office with more seasoned agents and new agents as well. And we, you know, focus our leadership meetings around that. Growth is very much a laser focus point right now. And I look forward to getting new people in. I know I have some coming next week. One is going to be a new agent on an expansion team. And I'm really looking forward to giving that person exactly what they need to go back to their leader and hit it running, hit the ground running.
You talk about your team all the time. How often do you meet with your team? Is it once a month, every day? How do you make sure that you're staying connected and making sure that the progress is happening?
Everybody has different methods of learning and communicating with me. For some, a daily check-in on Facebook Messenger may be perfect for the 25-year-old. For someone who maybe doesn't want to use that method, they may be in the office working with me in our coaching room. For others, a phone call. For others, a text. And again, when I'm reviewing contracts, I would reach out to them right away. Hey, I don't, this needs to be corrected. Let's have a conversation. Then we do have weekly group meetings. And a lot of it is very much hands-on in that coaching room all day long.
And I think one of the questions that I really do have for you is, with your team leader, do you meet on a regular basis for reporting or accountability? What kinds of accountability do you have?
Accountability is quite strong. I personally report every day in certain categories, how many agents I've spoken to, have I had a power hour session, how many transactions have been done. And it's really not, it's a 5-minute process at the most. I do it on my phone. And then those figures we review every Monday with our leadership team, of the team leader, of our MCA, and with our Director of Agent Services. I was going to forget the acronym.
You have quite a big team.
We do, an assistant team leader. So we'll sit down every Monday and look at those numbers. And then if for some reason we haven't been able to reach those numbers, what has been standing in the way? You know, it's not just a finger shaking like you didn't do this, but, you know, what was the obstacle? And how can we help clear it away? So it's both an accountability and actually a coaching session from the inner group of the office.
You know, one of the things that I learned from John Maxwell, it's really one of my favorite books, Failing Forward. It really is, there are no failures, there are only lessons, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's been one of the biggest gifts as we move forward into growing personally and professionally, that we can really contribute to our agents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. So lastly, for the viewers, if anybody is listening and considering a leadership role, perhaps they've been in real estate for some time, and now looking at what would be next for them, what advice would you want to give them?
I would say Keller Williams and Keystone Partners has amazing opportunities. I didn't see this one coming for me, but when I saw the opening, I jumped on, threw my hat in the ring, and I can't be any happier. It's an amazing opportunity to use my skills that I honed in the 20-some years in real estate and really have a career that I love and opportunities that are endless.
Valerie, it has been my pleasure. You know, I love working with you, and I'm really grateful that you took the time to drive all the way here to share all these. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
And to our viewers today, I hope you really enjoyed our conversation today with Valerie. And for anyone considering leadership opportunities, consider Keystone Partners Group, and also tune in for some of our next and future coaching series with Keystone Partners Group and The Path.